live from somewhere in your butthole, it's Shenanigans. This week it's Alan.
Hi.
With a Y. Matt.
Hi.
I don't even know where this is
Rich.
Going.
I know I brought mine.
And Walton.
Hello, 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 hello.
I am Craig.
You didn't have to say it once or twice.
I was on Facebook the other day and I saw this little girl singing a song. And it was inspiration for tonight's show, so...
Jesus.
Well, young lady.
That song stinks.
You'll have to dub that in better later.
That was... I saw it and I was laughing my ass off. And
is that Wendy?
No. Wendy found it later. She goes, have you seen this little girl singing about buttholes? And I go, isn't it awesome?
Can you give her a plug and...
No, she's underage.
Good night, everybody. And thank you for listening.
Her temperature. So that relates to the first thing I want to talk about, which is not on our list. I'm going to start it off by saying this. I have a guilty pleasure on YouTube.
Wait. Before you get into that. Speaking of buttholes, it's Walden's birthday!
Shut the fuck up.
Walden, happy birthday.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
I got some beers up there for you if you want anything.
Made him talk.
Good. Did you get your birthday spanking yet?
No.
He's not quite sure how to answer that.
My wife's birthday was Friday. She got her birthday spanking. And then I gave her birthday spanking.
Oh, well.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh my.
So she's spanking herself?
Nope.
Oh, look at you with all the sexy time.
Yeah. So how old are you now? 40?
You?
How old are you now?
Old enough to know better, unfortunately.
So happy birthday to Walden.
Thanks.
It's a momentous day.
Too old to pass it off as a youthful indiscretion.
Yeah, for sure.
Any big plans for your birthday? Did they do anything at all?
We
went to the Bills game yesterday. Oh, wait. There wasn't a Bills game
yesterday.
We're
so lonely.
We went to a restaurant in Medina on Friday night.
The Mexican place?
No, the place with the bubbles. The just sit in.
Were they tiny bubbles?
In the wine. Yeah.
Zambistro.
Oh, okay. Zambistro.
Oh, that's yeah.
So a group of us went there. It was all right.
Excellent food.
And then I worked Saturday morning and kind of hung out. And yesterday we went to the Comedy Museum, the Comedy Center.
Down in Jamestown?
Yeah.
That's where I haven't been there yet, and I keep saying that's one thing I really want to do. Did you enjoy it?
I did. We were like the last group to go through. We got there at like 3 o'clock, and they closed at 5.
So they go in groups? You can't just go wander yourself?
Right. Yeah.
You go in,
you get a little wristband. It's good for 2 hours, and it's kind of... press it on stuff and it talks to you.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty interesting. The two young kids into the Comedy Center gave us our wristbands, explained the rules, and then sent us through, and then they followed us for 2 hours.
Desi like, Arnaz waiting, Jr.
trying to push us out, basically. it was really fucking annoying.
Do they have a little stage where you can stand up and try and tell jokes? Is that like interactive at all like that or no?
They did comedy karaoke. So there's like a touch screen and you pick a comedian.
I want to tell them, read the jokes.
Right,
I guess that's kind of fun. I never heard of comedy karaoke. That sounds kind of quirky.
It was interesting.
Yeah, very nice.
I took two pictures. One was of the Seinfeld puffy shirt.
No, we were just talking. I don't want to be a pirate.
I don't want to be a pirate.
And the other was of George Carlin's Grammys.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So those are my big photo op opportunities for that day.
Well, that sounds like a great adventure. Good for you.
It was a good time.
Does sound like a lot of fun. I wanted to go there. I went to the most recent museum I've gone to is the Pierce Arrow Museum in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic, especially if you like old cars and stuff like that. It was pretty cool, but they didn't follow us around.
Yeah, I started getting real annoyed towards the end.
Maybe really? You just look suspicious.
Yeah.
So when I went to the Pierce Arrow Museum, we had a docent come up to us. And they asked where we were from, and I said Lockport, a docent. Google it.
just say normal words.
It is a normal word. And she goes, oh, you're from Lockport. There's not much that's happened automotively in Lockport, is there? I'm like,
do you enjoy air conditioning?
Are you joking? Do you like oil pumps in your vehicle, air conditioning, radiators, mm-hmm. you know?
The only thing I got for docent right now is some kind of pastry.
D-O-C-E-N-D.
Well, that may change it.
Probably.
You were docent adjacent.
A member of the teaching staff.
Oh, you put in cronut.
Member of a teaching staff good. Immediately below a professorial rank. That still doesn't help me.
It's a tour guide in a museum.
There, a tour guide. Say tour guide. It's right there. Docent. Don't be stupid. Sick of this.
So anyway, I have this guilty pleasure.
Let me put in my docents.
Yeah, exactly.
If he dances, he's a docey docent.
Look at me. I went to college.
So did you, didn't you?
I mean, I took a couple classes in the old NCCC.
I drive past on the way to the res all the time.
Yeah. I tried to go to NCCC, but I didn't know how to spell it.
It was the triple part.
Yeah. It was C squared. I mean.
Cubed.
Cubed.
Right. He's no mathlete either.
It's lucky I'm good looking.
So anyway, I have
He's
this...
not going to let us come here anymore to keep it up. He's going to keep your stuff, too.
I'm going to have the door's going to have like an actual money slot in there to come in. You're going to have to start sliding money in if you're going to keep insulting me.
Don't forget to tip your docent.
All right, tell your story.
I have a guilty pleasure on YouTube, which is watching reaction videos to people who have never heard certain musical artists. So I posted one that's on here. It's right under website of the week. You don't have it? You don't see it?
No, my computer reset.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's brand new. It's a step backwards.
Should have made it more stable.
So I have this video of a woman who is reacting to Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Oh, great song.
It's a great tune. I swear she has at least three orgasms while listening, and I have bookmarked them. So if you go to the YouTube video that's under website of the week number 218...
I'm going to see this because I finally want to see what an orgasm for a woman looks like.
Okay, so it's the charismatic voice. That's so funny. I can't believe. The first time she really gets into it is at the 6-minute mark. So if you fast forward to the 6-minute mark.
6 minutes?
No wonder I've never seen one.
You are challenging Alan all over the place. All
right. This episode sucks.
We're only about 6 minutes in now.
I feel personally attacked throughout this whole episode thus far.
Did you start it?
No, it's
going through
doing
an ad.
Advertisements.
Okay. Oh, Limu. I love Limu. So if you go to the 6-minute mark, there, now watch.
6 minutes?
When she says, when he says glass of brandy, her eyes roll back, and she's like, oh. Did you see it, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the first one. Yeah, you're right near it.
What's the title it's under?
Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey Reaction and Analysis by Vocal Coach.
Her eyes definitely widened quite a bit.
And that's the small one. Now, if you go to 9 minutes, 15 seconds.
9 minutes, 14 seconds for the lead up.
To get me high.
She gets kind of excited.
She's getting creamy.
Okay, yeah, yep. Jeez. And then the big one is at 13:25. There's a couple more after that, but 13:25 is where she visibly moves on her seat. And this one lasts about 20 seconds. So there she's starting. There's a little bit of the eye flutter.
Oh, my God.
And then...
She almost slid off her chair there.
Oh, there she goes. Did you see it? There's a big jerk right there where she's like, oh, my God.
Who are you calling a big jerk?
There was definitely... She was having a moment with Chris Stapleton there.
Yeah. What is she holding onto with that hand you don't see?
I don't, herself, I think. Or her chair so she doesn't slide off.
Right, she's...
Then she gets the eye flutters going again at 15:20.
Yeah, none of that looks familiar to me.
Her thighs are kind of shaking, too.
At 15:20, there goes the eyes, right?
Glass brandy.
When she starts talking, whoa, yeah. Oh. And I think there's one more at 17:20. It's about 20 seconds long. It's her third little orgasm that she has.
Tennessee whiskey.
She said it.
Yeah, I'm going to say whiskey. Oh, Tennessee whiskey.
She's like, oh, it's over?
I'll be honest. It's a fantastic song. I don't think anybody can disagree.
It is a fantastic song. It is a great song.
She says something about all his tools. Huh. I'm kind of infatuated with her teeth. She has, like, fantastic teeth. It almost makes me want to be a dentist so I can play with her mouth.
Well.
Or fill her cavity.
She has fantastic teeth for somebody listening to country music.
What's this thing on?
There's Alan slipping in another one.
She wants him to rearrange
her guts.
Right.
Yeah. She likes his tools and the way he splatters things all over. Is that what she said?
Dr. Pimple Popper, but I guess it's a good
right.
Video.
So I was watching this yesterday. I go, holy fuck, Wendy, check this out. And Wendy goes, did she just come a little? I'm like, yes.
Does it say anything in the comments in regards to that? Or is it
I don't
just
know. I've
you?
Never looked at the...
Wipe your screen off and take a look at it. The first comment said,
I've never seen anyone fall in love, get married, and then pregnant just by watching a musical performance. So thanks for that.
That's good. Clean, quality, fun. Get him on the show.
The woman?
The one who wrote that.
That'd be.
David Allan Coe wrote that song.
Well, David Allan Coe first recorded it. It was written by somebody else, but they wrote it for him.
Oh, okay.
I only heard the
Stapleton version.
Daniel Radcliffe, I think his name is.
Yep.
He does a version that came out last year, I think.
George Jones did a version of it, too. George Strait was offered the song before Dave Allen Coney goes, I don't smell a hit here, and turned it down.
Wow.
My question is, he do the carpets COVID. Match the drapes?
I don't know, because she's kind of a reddish hue there.
You can see her roots.
Yeah.
I love my jokes that slip in.
I heard
and nobody
it.
Hears. And when I laugh at him because they all just get skipped over, and it cracks me up when I'm listening to the show.
He cut one last week.
What?
Which one did I cut?
Into the mic?
I don't remember what he said, but we were commenting on how he slipped one in, but you didn't actually get to hear it.
Slipping it in, just the tip.
Whole thing.
Which is why nobody knew it happened.
It's like going to the bank, man. I just want to get in and out.
We know, bud.
So when I saw this video yesterday, I said, I got to show the guys this, especially those moments. Wendy goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm running down the time so I can fast forward. They're not listening to a 20-minute video, so we'll just do like 15, 20 seconds at a time in these major points.
How come you don't put those in our chat?
Kind of like
things?
When we normally watch porn.
I guess.
15, 20-second increments.
Right.
That's all
it's that's all you need.
That song might be in the background, but our speakers are muted, so it doesn't matter.
Those are the types of things you should put in our Messenger stuff when you send out stuff like that. That would have been something fun to watch and see. Great song.
I can send you the link's on there now, so you can go back and watch her have her orgasms. I just thought it was weird and funny.
Send it to my son.
You tell him to watch her reactions?
Yeah.
Especially that one where she visibly moved. Right. There was a shutter.
He's 10. He's old enough, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully he's old enough.
He'd probably show you where to find the porn.
Learn as much of it out of it as Alan did.
That's right. Get your notepad. And
are we already
ready.
Giving up on the laptop after you fixed it?
Yeah.
Wow. Hell of a repair.
Do you want me to bring it to work? I got an IT guy there. You might be able to.
Oh, boy.
He knows about computers and such.
I'm going to upgrade it with Thermite.
Oh, Thermite's the best.
Isn't that Australian shit everybody eats?
Yes.
Toto.
Big sporting news. Is it true or not true? We don't know yet.
That Skip's
going to
be the new OC?
Did Tom Brady retire or not?
It is confirmed.
It is confirmed no.
Oh.
He said he actually made a statement this evening.
Did he?
Did he?
And see it.
Saying that he has not made a decision. He's still talking with Jizzle Budokan, and they'll figure out what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, I got off the phone with him, and he seemed pretty certain that.
Well, I guess he's due like a $15 million bonus on February 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, so he, yeah, February 5th is when he retired.
So for Valentine's Day, he's retiring.
Yeah.
After February 5th, when the check clears.
Right.
Valentine's Day would be the perfect day for him to retire because it's a day after the Super Bowl. Speaking of the Super Bowl, did you expect that?
I totally did. I called it, and people thought I was crazy.
I did think you were crazy.
After
he did call it.
Did he?
Yeah.
After the previous weekend, I don't know what to expect anymore out of a football game.
I thought the Bengals-Chiefs game was an amazing game, too.
Don't know.
You didn't watch it at all?
No.
Did you watch the Rams game?
Jameson. I watched like the most of the second half of the Rams game.
He was busy getting kicked out of the National Comedy Center. I was
bum rushed out of there.
Pushed along.
That dude for the 49ers has to be kicking himself repeatedly after dropping that interception that went right into his
hands. Right into his hands. Tarp. Wasn't that amazing?
That was crazy. I sat there and laughed.
Did you really?
Really loud. Yeah.
I thought it would have been really cool if San Francisco won the game. Because that would mean that every time that Cincinnati was in the Super Bowl, they would lose to Cincinnati to 49ers. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm happy my accidental Super Bowl bet is still an option.
You're going to be 100 air after this, my friend.
Maybe. Maybe.
You better start hating money.
So what's your take on Joe Burrow?
He's good.
Yeah?
He's a good quarterback. Somebody was trying to convince me that he's better than Josh Allen.
Well, that guy's a fucking
idiot. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, look at his stats. Okay, yeah, he's got a higher completion percentage. He's got like 200 more passing yards. He's got like two more passing touchdowns. He had more interceptions, and he ran for like 112 yards and like two touchdowns this season. I'm like,
112 yards, that's one game.
Yeah, that's
right.
Josh Allen ran for six touchdowns and 750 yards. Because he doesn't have run support.
And how many throws does Josh Allen have compared to Burrows?
He threw more passes than Burrows did.
So that's it. You don't pay your bills with percentages, so percentages are out the window.
Yep.
Has he taken seven straight drives to seven straight touchdowns?
No.
Okay, then he needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And that's coming from Rich.
That's right.
For what but he's also thrown for 500 yards twice in his career. Was it 500?
Burrows?
Not all at once, though.
Joe Burrow, yeah. So, no, he's really good. He's absolutely really good.
So he could be a Heisman winner, a national championship winner, and a Super Bowl winner all in a 3-year span?
Yep. And he'd be one of only three quarterbacks to win a national championship and a Super Bowl.
Who are the other two?
They're Joes.
Montana and
Heisman.
Namath.
Oh.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you, sports head.
Wow. Pulling Namath right out of the 70s. That's because you're old.
Was it really any surprise to see the Chiefs lose, though? I know you had the Bengals, but to me, this season was not their best season. They didn't have a heck of a lot of defense, and Mahomes was carrying the team for the most part.
He wasn't good for a lot of the season either. So yeah,
he was better than the guy I got stuck with at quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
Well, he played more games than Lamar Jackson did.
And then Kyler Murray was my other quarterback, and he started out great and then disappeared.
Yeah, yeah, he petered out there at the end.
He did a terrible job in the playoff game.
Oh, remember. Yeah. With the palm, Rich.
He's doing the Heimlich on the Dell.
I was
staying alive.
I was feeling the bottom of my laptop to see if it was hot because it says it's hot, and Alan thinks I'm giving it CPR.
So you're having technical difficulties.
No, I'm just giving up.
You're giving up.
No more difficulty.
It's not a technical difficulty.
So you're going to take it home and fix it again, shoot it out of a cannon.
I will probably just light it on fire.
Oh, that'd be cool. Fire.
I think I have that other computer that you gave me and I haven't used now in a while. I can give that one back
to
you.
I'll just get my good laptop.
Oh, Mr. Big Bucks.
Any predictions for the Super Bowl?
February 13th.
Snoop's going to win.
Snoop?
Yeah, a bunch of suburbanite white dudes are going to be real happy at halftime.
I'm sure.
It's going to be the most watched show ever.
Yeah. The middle-aged ones will.
Some people said it was funny that the Bengals will be playing there, too, because they are also from that era. All the cops hang out in the donut shop.
So is Dynamite Hack playing halftime?
No, that would be better.
It's Dr. Dre.
Snoop,
Eminem,
Mary J. Blige.
Okay,
and a newer guy,
DJ Mustard.
Kendrick, that would be Lamar.
Cool. Is it Kendrick Lamar?
I predict Snoop. Kendrick Lamar, Snoop didn't he bang one of the Kardashians?
I believe. That's Lamar Odom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
He's a basketball player and a crackhead.
Yeah. Okay. He banged the fat one.
She doesn't even look like herself anymore.
She doesn't
though. Like,
either.
I'm like, who's this?
She was better looking, chunky and sloppy.
I honestly liked her then. Like right now, she's just plastic, like everybody else.
What are you talking about?
The Reba Kardashian McEntire? Girls?
No,
Reba McEntire.
Ooh, I love Reba.
Chloe.
I wonder if
Chloe Kardashian.
Chloe, that's Chloe. Yeah, they were married, weren't they?
I think so.
That's when he got caught in the hotel with the hookers,
right?
And,
bunch of crack. Lots of crack.
Was it lots of crack or just crack. Lots of hookers?
He loves crack.
Crack? Ain't no more crack. Hooker crack and smoking crack.
Right. All kinds of crack.
Yeah, she was married to him for 7 years.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how she lost all that weight. It's crack.
No.
Mango diet.
All right.
Was that?
I'm not going to press for more information on that one.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, he said. Get it?
Yeah.
Eileen?
I love those Halloween costumes.
Rich looks sad. He looks sad just looking at his little phone instead
of
his laptop.
I'm just tired. It's been a long week.
It's only Monday.
I know.
Holy fuck.
Okay, so I'm looking at these articles you put up there. We talked about pillow fighting becoming a national sport not that long ago, so this is kind of a follow-up.
If you say so.
You were here for the, you remember the pillow fighting?
Well, yeah, you guys picked on me because you said I was ready because all the pillows I got in my house.
That's right.
I've talked about pillow fighting, but this is going to be in the Olympics.
We talked about that, which is so super cool that you found another article that goes along with it.
I do recall that.
Because they hadn't talked about it yet. Pillow fighting and drone racing are among the sports to have been raised as possible alternatives to riding as the fifth discipline in the modern pentathlon at the Olympic Games after Paris 2024, according to a post from the International Modern Pentathlon Union.
Ah.
I flipped up that video that with the girl coming and the music.
Yep.
And it paused, and I was just paging through, and I pulled it up, and that's.
Oh my!
Well,
she gets into her Chris Stapleton.
She's thinking,
or
about
Chris Stapleton gets into her.
I'm gonna save.
You're
that
gonna screenshot
one.
That one.
That's save your screensaver. That.
Good golly, Miss Molly!
According to a post from the Union Athletic Committee on Instagram, 8 disciplines have been suggested as a replacement for riding, axed from the sports Olympic slate following the horse punching scandal at Tokyo 2020 last year. Someone was punching horses?
I mean, it's a euphemism.
Oh, okay. Don't hug, just punch.
That's why they call it cow pokes.
That's not why they call it cow pokes. Another proposal would also see fencing dropped from the programming in favor of a triathlon hybrid. The full list includes cycling, either mountain biking, motocross, or an electric format.
Oh, my God.
Roller skating, obstacle racing, either on water or land, steeplechase, and hurdles running.
I'm sorry. If they're going to add electric bicycling to the Olympics, I'm going to be an Olympic athlete.
Yeah. They could throw in rock, paper, scissors. And I am built to be an athlete.
You'll really pick up speed on those downhill courses.
That's right. I want to be like Lance Armstrong. I'd give my right nut to win the Olympics.
So, goofy Olympics. When I worked for a phone company 20-some years ago, I worked at a company that was called TR. They're no longer in business, so I can name them. And we would get bored on waiting on jobs, waiting for the business to close so we could tear their phones out so we could put new phone system in. So we'd be in the basement, and someone got the bright idea, me, of putting a piece of tape on the floor where you would stand and then taking a roll of our electrical tape. Each of us had our own rolls of electrical tape. He had to roll it as close to the wall as you could get it, but it had to hit the wall, so it had to be a little bit of bounce back. So that was our first TR Olympic event, was tape rolling. So he had to roll it from behind the line, so about 8 to 10 feet away from the wall. It had to hit the wall, and then wherever it fell, whoever was closest to the wall would win.
Was throwing, so it had to be rolled? It couldn't be thrown like a frisbee?
It had to be rolled on the floor.
All right.
So that was our first. Okay. Our first. You talk about, you know, electric bicycles at the Olympics for Goofy Olympics. That was our first event. It was a we did it all the time. I can't remember what the other events were, but tape rolling was a big one. Punching down a 25 pair as quickly as you could. So we'd go through all this old extra cable and just start punching down. We had nothing else to do.
I don't know what that means.
Rich might.
Punching down wires?
True story, man.
It's the pairs of wires inside the cable.
Exactly. 25 pair, 50 pair, 100 pair. You don't remember any of that? Oh, you're a computer guy.
Yeah, I make Ethernet cables.
Yeah, there's usually four pair in those cables. So they have a thick one that's a 25 pair, a thicker one that's 50, and then a monster, which is 100 pair. But they have also 500 pair and stuff like that. I don't think they do it anymore now that they have
this for
fiber.
Like, this for like transatlantic cables.
No. Like HSBC Arena has 100 pair when we first put it in, 100 pair going everywhere.
I'll take your word for it.
It should. Have you done stupid games at your jobs?
When I worked security at an auto plant, we used to play wiffle ball in one of the truck garages.
Wiffle ball? Using actual wiffle ball and bat? Okay.
And then we'd steal the scooters. They had, like, the foreman had scooters that they ride around in.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And we'd play hide and seek. So you'd, like, find a spot to park your scooter, like, in the big stacks of product. They would have to
When did you work?
Midnights.
Okay.
We used to play this game called Do Your Job While Working at Mine. That was a little
That's because you
fun.
Own the place.
You guys just succubuses. That's why you got to pay more while you guys are playing wiffle ball.
Like when I was like 20.
We had to wait.
I'm just not playing. A hard worker at
So if the business closes at 5, we'd get our office hours ended at 4:30. So at 4:30, you'd head over there, and you wait between 4:30 and 5, in order to be able to start the job, but you had to wait. So you'd prep your stuff. One takes a couple minutes, and then you do that stupid shit.
No, I got you.
One time, we were at a place, it was a realty company right down by the ballpark, downtown Buffalo, and we had to run cables underneath the floor and bring them back up because there was no ceiling to run. They had an open ceiling concept, so we had to run everything underneath. So we had a power drill through the floor into the suite downstairs, and they were selling carpet. So they had these carpet, you know, those cool things that you would get in gym class that you kind of roll around on. They were the rollers. So we took their fire extinguishers, put two of them under each arm and squeezed the triggers to see how far that they would propel us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
They were.
We took the sheet trays from the restaurant we were working at and went sledding down at the country club.
That would be cool, too, because they're already greasy, so...
No, they were clean.
They're already greasy.
How about you, Matt?
Well, I rolled a truck.
On purpose? So much fun!
Yeah. It's not as much fun as it looks like. It really is.
Were you belted in so you didn't flop all over?
Correct.
Okay.
Nerd.
How'd you roll it?
I was too close to the white line, and the lady parked... The car I hit was too close to the white line parked, and my truck clipped their back fender, and I just kind of rolled right
over. A work vehicle?
Yeah, my very first company truck.
So was the
For the company you work at now?
Yeah. I totaled two trucks in 6 months.
Holy cow. And you're still working there?
Yeah.
And it was the fault of the parked car is what I'm getting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you have something to do with safety?
Yeah, I am the safety guy.
Inside the store. Wow. He's not allowed to drive anymore.
Were they scraping the bottom of the barrel when they grabbed you for safety?
They were.
I used to work for the same company that he works for.
Okay.
And I worked at two sites in your hometown there in Medina, and I worked at two of them in Lockport. One of them no longer exists because they tore it down to build a Walmart that's now a Runnings. And the one in Medina is gone because some lady ran into it and blew it up.
Yeah, it's part of the collision shop now.
It is. But the one behind the car dealership, I got in so much trouble there. We had a water war one night, and they had floor safes. And our manager came in the next morning, and there were 4 inches of water in the safe, and all the rolled coin just spilled
Disintegrated.
Out.
Disintegrated.
Yes. We blew up a cash register because of water. And one of the guys who was working there, who was Mr. Perfect, never did anything wrong. It was always my fault that something went wrong, but it was this other guy who actually did everything. He shot Mr. Raymond Jack, you remember that dude, right? With the water gun. Oh, my God. He blew a gasket. It was hilarious. And I got in trouble for it, even though he's looking at me at the cash register. I'm ringing him out. He gets shot from behind with the water gun, but it's my fault. Probably about a month after we did the water war, they brought in toys, and there were Nerf footballs. Didn't matter how many times we brought in Nerf footballs, we never sold any of them because we tried to stand on either side of the canopy and throw it over, and inevitably they all ended up on top of the canopy. So when they tore that canopy down, they probably found 30 Nerf footballs up there.
And Jack Weary's hat.
Yes.
Canopy's my ass. That's tuna out of Ritz cracker. Anybody know that reference? That is, yes, from The Godfather.
No, so you can just claim that as your joke.
Okay. My dad helped build that place.
That building?
Yeah. There used to be an apartment upstairs.
I haven't been upstairs because if there isn't a regular set of stairs, I don't do them.
Yeah, there's a crawl space thing. You got to push up where it used to be when you first walked into the back room where the fountain drinks came out.
Yeah,
there's an access there.
Yeah, there's an attic ladder. I don't do those.
Yep. They painted one of the main living room was purple. It was really weird because we used to go up there and goof off. Had a girlfriend then, you know. It was a pretty cool job.
Is that what you were offing as goof?
Yes.
I, too, worked security for a different automotive plant. And we would, during shutdown or when we were shut down because of a strike out in Michigan, we had our own scooters for security, and we would use slingshots and shoot grapes at one another.
That's cool.
And you had to catch them with your mouth?
Because the grapes would, you know, dry up and go away.
The grapes of wrath.
I was going to say the same thing. Grapes of wrath.
We used to put frill picks in a straw and shoot them at each other like missiles.
Yeah.
Those things will actually break skin. They'll stick.
Right. The little frill thing would be like a dart.
Yeah, exactly. Things.
We guys worked in kitchens. There are always
shenanigans.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We once got into a water war. I grabbed the nearest source of fluids, which happened to be the sanitizer bottle. And then a few minutes later, after all the fun was done, the waitress that I had squirted was just drenched. And I said, you know, it says on this bottle that you're supposed to remove contaminated clothing.
How'd that work for you?
Didn't. It was worth a shot. She wasn't very bright.
You really never fooled around in a job like that?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
I was going to say.
Everywhere, even when I owned the joint.
I was going to say, are you sure when you owned the place?
Yeah, even when I owned it, I did a lot of goofy stuff.
Yeah, you were fairly young when you owned the place too, weren't you?
Yeah, I think I was only 28, 29. So we used to do silly stuff like we throw buckets of water on the new people when they were in there, you know, as a little orientation or hazing and stuff like that. But yeah, we always goofed around. It was always good, fun times. I had a good time, but I didn't mind when people goofed around as long as the work was getting done.
Exactly. Now, the water war was a problem because that did blow up a cash register and flood the safe. So
I used to encourage water wars because at least the floors were getting clean.
Right. Right. As you said, you were getting in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You have a water war. You're the one cleaning it up.
I'd go in and be like, ha, I got you with water. Oh, yeah? I'll get you. And they're scrubbing and ducking and doing all that stuff. They had morons.
Same restaurant, same waitress. Mike had been haranguing her all day as to whether or not she had a hairy ass for no particular reason other than get a rise out of her.
Or to get her to show you?
No. She turns around and wags her finger in his face from across the bar is there where the food goes.
I thought you were going to say wings. Wags her tail at him.
If you don't stop asking me that, I'm going to get a lawyer and I'm going to sue you. And I said, for what? Harry Assmit? And she just walked out of the room.
Harry Assmit. That's funny. Well, I love play on word jokes.
After our call out for sponsorship, we got a grand total of one email.
With bestiality porn?
No bestiality porn. And I'm not sure who it was. It had a bunch of letters in it. You guys suck. I'm not giving you any fucking money, was what the email said. I figure it was one of you guys with a fake email address.
Well, you know it's not me. Guys, was it you?
No. No, I wouldn't bother masking my identity when I sent that email.
Let's find out who he is then. We can figure it out.
It's like B8, and then a bunch of other letters, and then 14094LK. And it's like 20 letters long at Gmail. So I have no idea who
it is. Sound it out.
Forward
Craig.
Me that email.
Okay, well, when I get home. It's on the other laptop because I don't know the
password. Yeah, we need to find out.
Into that Gmail.
Then we can give him a shout out on our show and see he or she actually does listen.
It's probably Wendy.
Maybe she can be a sponsor.
No, he's probably that asshole that we kicked off the show for being racist.
His name did start with a B, and the email address starts with a B.
That's well, good. I mean, what are the odds of that?
I know.
Only 1 in 26.
Yeah.
Stop stealing my jokes, Craig, as I'm saying them.
Craig was mathing it right along with you.
So we were talking about pillow fighting, weren't we?
No.
No, we did.
There weren't a lot of great articles, so I settled for that one.
You settled for that
one?
Yeah. Yeah, see the Tom Brady one on there, we've already kind of
spoken about. Fuck Tom Brady.
No.
That's the article.
Teacher accidentally records herself farting and makes it a test question.
This one's actually interesting.
All right, let's check this one out. Now on iHeartRadio. Not sure this has ever happened to me before, but I sure wish it had. In a video posted to Instagram Stories, this user explains how her teacher puts audio questions on the online exams with an example of how the teacher does it. Then shows another question where there is basically no audio the entire time and then a clearly audible fart sound at the end of it. So do they, can we play it? I'm waiting. That's a fart.
Excusez-moi.
Exactly. An impressive fart. The teacher definitely understood the assignment. Okay, who took French here? Does anyone know what the question
Those two.
Is? I did not take French.
I took French. But I, what was the question?
I'm going to watch again and see if I can see what it says.
What the fuck?
Can I make it the whole thing? It says, okay, response J. Churchy. Fuile de
La Jolla.
Papier.
Paper.
That's French for Craig sucks at the internet.
Do I suck at the internet or at French?
Maybe both. You'll have to take French to find out.
Yeah, so response J. Okay, let's look at Google Translate.
I'm sure.
Speak amongst yourself.
I'm sure our listeners find all this fascinating.
Speak amongst yourself.
Google.
So what else has been going on with you guys?
I binged the that vampire show you guys all watch.
Oh,
what we do in the shadows?
That's a good one. What'd you think?
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show. I like it.
I like my boy Colin. He's my favorite.
It's funny because the interesting thing about his character is that.
I started watching season 4 of Ozark, and it's just such a horrible show. I know everybody loves it.
All right, now you're just trying to get a rise out of me.
Right. It's just the worst. I mean,
You have to suspend reality. It's.
I mean, that's what it is. There's nothing realistic about it. It is just so over the top, and I'm just like, and I'm watching, I'm just exasperating all this. I'm like, ugh, this guy got shot. Oh, this person got shot. Everybody's dying and going into the crematorium, and I'm like, nobody knows nothing. Man, that's stupid. And then with the mafiosa boss, when she went into Chicago and she shot the one dude, and he's in the kids supporting her saying, "Oh, I still think it's stupid. It's a horrible show."
Now, if that was an entire Italian cast, you would probably think it was fascinating. It would be as good as The Godfather.
No, there's a lot of shows
doing the exact same things, saying the exact same thing.
Not written.
As long as they said it like this.
A visual joke for podcasting is him sticking his three fingers up and twirling it around like he's Mamma Mia-ing.
Is that what I was doing?
It's a Mamma Mia.
Fungo.
What's the matter with you? No, it is. I mean, I want to. I will still watch it, you know, but it is just so over the top where nobody's getting crazy.
Craig, what are you trying to accomplish?
I have no idea.
Are our listeners listening to you trying to play that over and over again?
I'll tell you what. If you speak French, go to my teacher farted and then give us the information that Craig seeks.
No, I am looking for a sheet of paper is what the response is.
Oh. Okay.
So it doesn't make any sense.
Probably to wipe her ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't spare a square.
I can't spare a square.
Don't have a square to spare.
So that's what it is.
I binge watched today because I took my birthday off of work.
Should be a national holiday. All birthdays should be national holidays.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Every day is somebody's birthday.
your own birthday is your own national holiday.
That's why you get a floater.
It means you're not eating right.
So what did you watch, Sir Walden?
Only Murders in the Building.
That looks amazing.
We watched that. It's good.
The first episode has some side boob from Selena Gomez.
That's okay. About all you're getting.
And that's all you're getting.
Is that on, what is that, on a Hulu?
It's on the Hulu. It's pretty good.
There's a little more side boob from Martin Short, but that's it.
Right.
Not a fan.
And him in Hairspray is fantastic, but that's a whole nother show.
Oh, I didn't know he was in Hairspray.
Oh, yeah. He's the father of the Hairspray girl.
Oh.
And John Travolta's the mother.
Was he in that one?
Yeah. He was in a version of
one of them, because then there was that other guy,
Ron
Harvey.
Wasn't Ron Perlman?
He played a virgin?
Who's the other guy? Harvey Weinstein?
Wallbanger.
Harvey Firestein?
Yeah, that guy was the mob. He kills me.
If you were a gay me,
I was gonna ask,
would you be attracted to me? I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong?
He's fantastic.
The thing is, I don't know anything about Harvey Firestein
other than the
John Lovitz impression. I know. I've never seen a thing he's in except for The Birdcage.
The other movie.
And now Hairspray.
The Robin Williams movie with
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's the one he was in.
No, he was in The Birdcage.
No.
He was definitely... He was the... Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I am getting it mixed up.
That's Nathan Lane Williams.
I thought he was Nathan Lane's...
I could see him being in that show. Being something and doing
it
something.
It makes sense.
That. Yeah.
But he wasn't.
Ron Perlman was in drag in a movie called Frankie Go Boom.
Frankie Go Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's scary without being in drag.
Right. Did you see his divorce settlement?
No.
Forget what it was. Like, his wife of like 20 years or something like that, they don't have any kids that are minors, but he's paying her like $20,000 a month in...
Yeah. $12,500 a month in spousal support,
right.
Plus 20% of his annual income.
That explains why he did Don't Look Up. There's no other reason for him to have been in that movie.
And he'll cover $40,000 of her attorney fees as well.
He must have fucked up.
Yeah.
They fuck you. They fuck you. They fuck you. They fuck you.
Sorry. I didn't mean to yell into the microphone. Overheat the...
You're going
to
ruin the soundboard.
Dum, dum, da, dum.
What else we have in this list? Fight Club.
Do Fight Club.
Ending.
Yeah, read that one.
Go ahead, Rich.
Are we supposed to talk about this?
No.
I see what you did there. That took me a second.
I think we're supposed to talk about this.
It's the first rule. Oh, Meatloaf's dead.
Bob Paulson? Robert Paulson? His name was Robert Paulson.
That is correct.
Who's that?
Meatloaf.
His real name?
Bob had bitch tits from Fight Club. Have you seen Fight Club?
No.
Then
you don't supposed to talk about it.
Oh, it's one of the greatest movies ever.
It's all right. Yeah. Never supposed to talk about it.
All right.
We should start a shenanigans fight club.
So according to BangkokPost.com.
You hit it on what?
Man who go through turnstile sideways.
Going to Bangkok.
On Post. The first rule of Fight Club in China, don't mention the original ending. The second rule of Fight Club in China, change it so the police win. China has some of the world's most restrictive censorship rules, with authorities only approving a handful of foreign films for release each year, sometimes with major cuts. Among the latest movies to undergo such treatment is David Fincher's 1999 cult classic Fight Club. That movie is 22 years old. That movie is old enough to vote.
Wow.
It's old enough to drink.
Yep. It's half my age.
Oh, we got an answer to the first riddle.
That's crazy.
Starring Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, for those of you who weren't aware. Film fans in China noticed over the weekend that a version of the movie newly available on streaming platform Tencent Video was given a makeover that transforms the anarchist, anti-capitalist message that made the film a global hit. In the closing scenes of the original, spoiler alert, Norton's character, the narrator, kills off his imaginary alter ego, Tyler Durden, played by Pitt, and then watches multiple buildings explode, suggesting his character's plan to bring down modern civilization is underway. But the new version in China has a very different take. The narrator still proceeds with killing off Durden, but the exploding building scene is replaced with a black screen and a coda. The police rapidly figured out the whole plan and arrested all criminals, successfully preventing the bomb from exploding.
They didn't even bother reshooting anything.
No, just black
cut it out.
Just one of those Charlie Chaplin tiles.
Right.
10-cent video. Is that the name you called a 10-cent video?
Yeah.
Does Ling own it?
I sell you 10-cent video.
I hope so.
That would be amazing.
But if he doesn't, sorry, if she doesn't, just wait 20 minutes. It then adds that Tyler, a figment of the narrator's imagination, was sent to a lunatic asylum for psychological treatment and was later discharged. The new ending, in which the state triumphs, sparked head-scratching and outrage among many Chinese viewers, many of whom would likely have seen pirated versions of the unadulterated version film.
Ooh, Bohemian Rhapsody they did. Freddie Mercury was straight in their version.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow.
They did like Fat Bottom Girls.
They do make allegedly. The world go round.
Yeah. In 2019, multiple scenes in the film Bohemian Rhapsody referenced iconic musician Freddie Mercury's sexuality, a pivotal part of his biography, which were dropped in its China release. Under President Li Jinping, Chinese authorities have pushed to purge society of elements deemed unhealthy, including within movies, television, computer games. Okay, there's a little English going on there. They've also launched sweeping state crackdowns on tax evasion and perceived immoral behavior in the entertainment industry, a tightening that has already targeted some of the country's biggest celebrities. The Cyberspace Administration of China announced it was launching a month-long clean web campaign to create a civilized and healthy atmosphere online over the Lunar New Year holiday. And that's the article.
Wow.
And then it's just spammy ads. So, yeah, we don't live in China, neener, neener, neener.
So, Rich, what's happening in Canada today?
Already.
Cue the music.
Canada Watch.
If your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all. Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
Foot Locker employee. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll start over. The next time the sneaker store employee takes a little too long to find my size, I'm out of there. Yes, a Foot Locker store manager in Bromelia City Sentry in Brampton, Ontario, was allegedly ejaculating into sneakers and giving them to customers to try on.
Weren't you a store manager there?
Who do you think started that? It's good to know it still continues.
He put it in the handy book.
The employee handy book. Darian Kidd of Mississauga, Ontario, posted a series of videos and photos on his Snapchat of himself stark naked in the stockroom in the act of, well, ejaculating. That's not a euphemism. Why would they pause and put in a well and then say the word ejaculating?
Yeah.
And why, if you're just dealing with customers, do you take off all your clothes?
You don't want to get any on you.
It's ceremonial.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello.
He probably drops his pants all the way to his ankles to pee at the urinal.
Probably. Well, then Walden's going to take his patient.
Only if he does it at a stadium.
That's happened?
Yeah. I posted it on Facebook.
Aw.
Did it get reported? for violating standards?
No, this was back before they had standards.
Yeah. This is back before they were all twats.
Did you see them stupid people from the Bills game get arrested for entering the stadium with fake vaccination cards?
They bragged about it before.
Well, they bragged about it and put it on social media, and then we're in section 200, right in the middle, got in with our fake vaccination cards, and then, boom, they get reported. Oh, it's stupid. I'm sorry. Canada ejaculation sneakers.
Okay, that I'm adding.
All right, so we have our keyword search for this week. Perhaps they weren't bad glue stains after all. Foot Locker gave a statement.
Oh, it's bad glue.
Natural adhesive.
A Damon Wayans reference.
Yeah, we could use more Wayans references. There's enough
cool
of them.
I'm cool with that.
Foot Locker gave a statement to Blog TO, as in Toronto, stating that Foot Locker is committed to operating with the highest ethical standards, and this type of behavior is not tolerated. We are aware of the incident and are taking the appropriate steps to address the situation.
It's squeaking every step we go.
Like wet shoes. Squish, squish, exactly. Squish. Oh.
And that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us?
No.
No? Awesome.
It was on my computer.
Oh, really?
Which has died.
It's died!
It wants to go for a walk. Let me see if I can find one.
Does it feel like dancing?
Just play Wordle again, everybody.
Fuck that game.
Universal Paperclips 3. You guys can laugh, but you would totally go play that game right now.
You're right. I've been playing the mining and the crafting a little bit today, so I'm done with video games tonight and probably tomorrow. Got a lot of writing to do. I had to earn my $0 for the...
Dear Kathleen, I'm sorry that I flashed my wiener at you. All right, 15 more of these.
Dear charismatic voice.
Did we do the automatic complaint letter generator yet?
No.
Oh, that's the website of the week. This week's website is pakin.org. That's pakin.org/complaint.
Is it mobile friendly?
It is mobile friendly, Walden, for your birthday. So there's a form to fill out with your name.
What's your middle initial, Rich?
Your complaint.
Please say it's F.
It's bacon.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they want you to put your own name in there, and you guess what happens?
That's how they get you.
That is how they get
you. That's how they get you.
I'm going to guess that your middle name is the same as his first real name.
No.
No? Is it Eugene?
Maybe. I'm gonna say John. You look like a John.
It's Tiberius.
He got it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Nailed it. Not even Jonathan.
Yeah, see? I know things.
You know, I never really thought about that. Why is it just John instead of Jonathan?
They didn't know how to spell Jonathan.
Grandpa's name was John, not Jonathan.
Thanks going, Grandpa.
Well, at least you got his first name and not his middle name.
That's true. Still, he's basic. Hey, did you know our grandfather?
No.
You're only a few years older, but I was...
He's a few years older than your grandfather?
No, than me.
Oh, okay.
But he would have been...
I barely remember your grandmother.
Yeah, she passed about a year after he did, and he passed when I was a newborn. So you'd have been...
No, she passed away first. Three.
Oh, do I have it backwards?
She passed away first.
Okay.
And then, like, 8 months later, he died.
They were close, within a year of each other.
To keep our priorities in check, we need to begin with a frank acknowledgement of the basic humanness of each of us. And we must acknowledge that false denials, pleas for sympathy, and a base campaign for smearing others with his own crimes constitute Mr. Richard J. Dodge's whole method of defense. With this letter, I hope to accentuate our universal humanity. But first, I would like to make the following introductory remark. Richard's behavior follows a consistent pattern. First, he publicly disapproves of the words someone uses. Then he sensationalizes the hurtfulness of those words. Finally, he uses every method available to attack the person and ruin his or her livelihood. Just look at how he's been trying to make me languish along beneath the thousand eyes of hypersensitive miscreants. One other thing. This picture I am presenting need not be confined to Richard's decrees. It applies to everything he says and does. Perhaps our ability to put his Maleficent schemes out the pasture will creep through a crevice in Richard's wall of ruffianism. Sure, it's a long shot, but Richard's eccentricity is surpassed only by his vanity, and his vanity is surpassed only by his empty theorizing. Remember his three?
You're going to ruin it for everybody. Suffice to say, the complaint goes on and on for pages and pages.
It does.
It never actually levels a real complaint.
No.
It doesn't say what that person did, but by the time you get to the end of it, you don't really know what the fuck
I'm
going to
use
on.
This for write-ups in my current position.
Richard's rummy form of fascism has been spreading across the country like plague through circa 1348 European towns.
I did one for you, Craig.
Uh-huh.
It starts off with, I've got a beef with Craigie Bacon. It sounds like you can describe bacon as Craigie.
Yeah. Okay.
Rocky. There was a lot of meat in that sentence.
That's it. I just wanted to say that.
You're just getting a little porky there.
All right. And reiterate that website again.
PAKIN.org. Pakin.org. /complaint. You can put in /complaint, or you can just go to the main page and click on the link for the complaint letter. That's a lot of typing for Al. So,
dude, I really don't want to close this.
You're just going to keep it.
Take a screenshot of it.
I did. But this is just fucking perfect.
Just that's your wallpaper. That's your background now.
Sorry, kids. I got this musical orgasm as my background now.
I have not.
And I just fucked it up because I opened it, so now it's never going to be good again. Sorry. Go ahead. Didn't mean to.
I have not watched any of her other videos, so I don't know if she comes for anybody else. So I might have to check it out.
I bet she does. She didn't sound terribly bright.
My guess is she does. That's what she does. She listens to music and gets all moist and creamy.
She got really, I mean, there was that one point, that third time, yeah. There was like a shudder.
Yeah, I bet you she's got a stock of cucumbers in the refrigerator.
So she's health conscious?
Yes.
Yes.
She uses two of them to drum along with the music.
Right.
So she's a talented musician.
Before we go, I want to ask if you guys have ever seen the comedian on Facebook, Ginger Billy.
No.
No?
Ginger Billy, the dude. I've seen him.
Not the crazy dude with the long red hair.
No, Ginger Billy hangs out with a big black guy, right?
No. No, he's a dumb. He plays a dumb redneck. He is not really that dumb. But
I think I've seen him.
He's got some funny things up there. He's got his son, who's 4 years old, has no filter. In the latest video he put up, they went to the Walmart down where they live, and some lady who was on something, she's jerking all over the place. He's explaining the story. Asked for money, and the whole time his kid's just staring at him, and he goes, "My kid has no filter," because the woman kept asking for money, and all of a sudden the kid goes, "Well, you should be rich." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" "Well, all them teeth you lost, if you saved them for the
tooth fairy. No.
Oh, sorry. And there he is in his little dinosaur costume.
There's no meth fairy.
Ginger Billy, he's kind of jacked up, man.
Yeah, he's funny. You got to check him out. Ginger Billy.
So this is what he does for a living?
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Actually a comedian?
Yep.
Okay.
Go to check him out. Oh, so this week for Shenanigans has been Alan with a Y.
Hello, everybody.
Matt, Rich, Walden. He spoke at the beginning, so he's not going to speak at the end. And he's still trying to get that YouTube video paused perfectly again. And I am Craig. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.